The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. The Malaysian Palm Oil Board is undergoing an initiative to breed small dwarf trees in response to problems in the palm oil industry. Prices for palm oil have fallen recently because of sluggish demand from some importers, and the industry's image has been damaged by environmental groups who say the rapid expansion of plantations has damaged the jungles as well as tribespeople's lands. The Malaysian government hopes the dwarf tree program will cut costs and limit environmental damage. The trees are 30% smaller and produce twice the amount of palm oil per hectare as the current trees do. But many challenges remain. The dwarf trees went on sale in 2017 and were slow to sell. At about $7 each, the seedlings are around twice the price of conventional varieties, and many small farmers cannot afford them. The European Parliament also recently banned the use of palm oil in biofuels, classifying them as unsustainable. Despite the many environmental and economic challenges, the breeding program continues, and dwarf palm oil trees have been planted in several areas in Malaysia. Convenience stores in Japan have started to use electronic tags to manage their food supply. Until now, employees have had to check the shelf life of their products 3 to 4 times a day, usually requiring staff to check products one by one. The electronic tags enable store employees to see the stock size and the trading volume via wireless scanning, making it more convenient for the store to adjust the purchase quantity and thereby reduce the waste of goods. The electronic tag system sharply reduces the number of workers needed at cash registers and for inventory management. Ken Machimaru is from the Department of Public Relations at Lawson Incorporation.
It shortens the employees' amount of time spent doing register work in the store on a daily basis and helps the shop assistants work more efficiently.
Electronic tagging has not been mainstreamed yet because of its high price, but stores are hoping that with the development of the technology and mass production, these costs will be reduced. According to the Consumer Affairs Agency of Japan, the country throws away nearly 28 million tons of food waste every year, nearly 30% of which is thrown away near its expiration date. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.